The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Some people expect solutions to be expensive to be effective. This is not true. Everyone needs somebody who can be supportive and a guide. You'll find the answers you're looking for and the tools to both find answers and offer solutions on the Dr. Melanie Show. Now, here's your host, Dr. Melanie Barton.
Welcome to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel. Do you have issues in your life that you've wanted to change for years, but you never seem to get around to doing it? Do you make New Year's resolutions only to ignore them 3 days later? Well, all of us have a tendency to blame our parents, our genes, our environment, our government, or even God when we don't complete things or we don't do them according to our plan. I wonder what kind of world it would be if we accepted individual responsibility for our own actions and made choices and acted on them instead of reacting to things. Well, my show is based on the concept that we need not only to take charge of our lives, but there needs to be some kind of a balance in the spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, financial, and social areas of our lives. We all know what happens when the tire on an automobile is not round. It throws off the steering, and you can end up in an accident. So it is with our life. We need balance and a steering mechanism. You may already have a steering mechanism that works for you, but if you don't, then I'd invite you to try the one that I use. Go to my website, www.thedrmelanieshow.com, and download the prayer wheel from the resource library. Look at the six areas on the chart and then design how you want your life to go instead of passively going wherever it likes to take you. Today's show, we're going to take a look at the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual areas of our life as it relates to a particular method. This method is called PsychK. It's spelled capital PsychK. I have been privileged over the last month to go through this process with some very satisfying results. My guests today are Rita Soman and Aaron Huggins. Rita is an internationally certified PsychK instructor and facilitator and a frequent television and radio show guest. She's going to explain what PsychK is, why and how the process works in healing the mind, the body, and the soul. And then Aaron Huggins, who is also a PsychK facilitator, she's been featured in Shape Magazine, Pilates Style, the Los Angeles Times, and many more places. She's going to talk about her personal success with this process. So they're going to share with us the benefits of reprogramming the subconscious mind with PsychK and its impact in healing issues related to addictions recovery, grief work, self-esteem, prosperity, and even weight loss. This PsychK process heals the root cause of all illnesses, depression, even bipolar illness, and it connects people to their authentic self. For those of you who, after you hear this program today, are interested in learning more, there's going to be a workshop in Tallahassee, Florida, September 16th through the 18th, 2011. You can go to Rita's website, www.beliefmantra.com, to sign up. I'm endorsing this workshop, and I'm actually going to be there. So let us first welcome and talk to Rita. Welcome, Rita.
Thank you, Dr. Melanie.
I'm so glad that you're agreeing to do this because I know how helpful it is, but the listening audience needs to know that too.
Sure.
Can you explain to our audience what exactly is Psyche?
Psyche is a process, a whole brain integration process that allows the connection between the conscious and the subconscious mind through kinesiology or muscle testing, and then be able to increase the communication between the two brain hemispheres in order to reprogram the subconscious mind with the beliefs to match the goals.
Mm-hmm.
So
and this
is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a process. It isn't something you do one time and it's all done.
No, no. It's a process. Basically, with psyche, we find out all the beliefs that may be the reasons why we are not able to, you know, see the results in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Or why you're stuck, you know.
Yes. And to me, it is so much quicker than traditional therapy. It's not talking. It's doing something.
Yeah. It's like a whole brain kind of exercise that we do. It can be done in person and on Skype or telephone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the person doesn't have to be physically present, you know, to
right.
benefit. It works mm-hmm. equally long distance as well as in person.
Yes, and I can attest to that. So where did this idea originate?
Well, I got this from Dr. Bruce Lipton's book where he mentioned about Psyche. Dr. Bruce Lipton's book is The Biology of Belief.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought the book at a time when I was totally ready to quit my work as a psychotherapist because I didn't see the results. From his book, the title was very interesting for me. Toward the end of the book, I found out about Psyche. Robert Williams is the originator of Psyche. And he also was very frustrated with psychotherapy years ago. And he actually had some mixture of some other modalities in it, a little bit of educate, hypnotherapy, and NLP. But I call him a master chef because whatever he needed to, how he needed to put together, all was divine guidance and downloads that he received to put Psyche together.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I recognized when you started introducing me to the technique, the procedure, it did have the elements like you mentioned, some of the NLP stuff and whole brain stuff. So it was familiar to me. It was just putting all those pieces into one process.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes perfect sense to me, and because I've seen its results, then I can validate that this stuff really works. So,
yeah, people who have taken other modalities, you know, they can beautifully add this piece to the modalities. I'll simplify the modalities, also get them the long-term results quicker.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Yes, and lasting results.
Lasting results, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So who is a good candidate for this process? Because I'm sure there's some that are not adequate, prepared, or ready, but who can do this process?
Actually, anybody can do it, depending, you know, if they are open-minded and they really want to benefit from it,
mm-hmm.
and they have tried everything. Most people that I have attracted are the ones who have tried everything, and they don't see the results still. So I see all the healers, other professionals who are frustrated because they want to be exceptional. They want to get the client's results long term.
Mm-hmm.
So those people are also attracted to Psyche.
Mm-hmm.
And general people and people who are addicted to drugs and alcohol, people who have phobias and who have post-traumatic stress disorders, or people who are ADDs, like, you know, how we are programmed that you're going to have to live with it. So mm-hmm. I have help people with Psyche to totally be free of ADD, you know.
Oh.
And their doctors have taken them off medication, and people who have been diabetic for a long time, they are doing great. Fibromyalgia, you know, Parkinson's disease. I have seen people from all walks of life benefit with Psyche.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't take a long time. It takes like as many sessions, like maybe 6 to 12 sessions, depending upon, you know, what when we reach the subconscious mind, see what else. Person may not be aware of it, some of the issues that are there, you know. because we bury deep down, especially the painful ones. We don't want to talk about it, or we get busy with life and pretending like, you know, nothing happened. Like yesterday, you know, I'll give you a quick example. One person came to me and he said that, you know, I was thinking about it, that I don't have that strong connection with God anymore. And I said, well, does it bother you? He said, and I'm not too sure, because he got a drunk driving ticket and he feels guilty that he shouldn't have done it. That's wrong. And he said maybe he doesn't feel good that, you know, why he doesn't go to church and all the stuff. But then I said, let's check with the subconscious mind if there's something that may be playing a role in how you're dissatisfied with life, whatever's going on. Sure, we checked muscle testing and a statement that I feel guilty about not having a connection with God. It was strong. And then he balanced, changed the statement that I forgive myself all the wrongs I've done. And then he balanced that I allow myself to have a deeper connection with God. And but I mean, he cried for about 30 minutes while he was doing this work, and a lot of emotions came up, and he was very happy at the end. So thinking like just how quickly, you know, he was able to release so many emotions with it as he was releasing the, replacing the belief, you know. So that's how quickly it works, you know.
I've noticed for me that after we've had a session, there will be all kinds of emotions because of the stuff that's been buried there for so long. And for me, I journal about that so that I can process it and then share it with you the next time we have a session. So it's
That's what I tell people. Write down, you know, what feelings come up, and we can find out more from your subconscious mind. Not what I would think about it. You know, let me think about it, why you have this problem. I don't use my head at all. We get all the answers from their subconscious mind. So that's what I like about it. And people won't say, well, you're judgmental, or you're just, how do you know about me? I really don't know people, so I cannot give my opinion to them, what it is.
Yeah, it's just like their work.
Yeah, just like, you know, when you go to a doctor and you have some problem, and you say, ask her, what do you think is going on with me? Doctor, we don't know. Let me do some test on you, and we'll find out from the results, right? Same here. Let me do muscle testing with you, and then we can find out from the subconscious mind what's going on there.
Yes, and that's what my health practitioner uses, is the muscle testing. And then there's a way you can do it individually as well, and it is very accurate. So I'm very pleased with that. Well, why don't we take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Erin about her experience of using this process. Okay, let's go to a break.
All right.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Do you know if kidney disease is affecting you? Are your kidneys healthy? You may have kidney disease and not even be aware of it. 26 million people have been affected by kidney disease. Teenagers today are being diagnosed with symptoms such as high blood pressure, diabetes, and obesity. These conditions can worsen kidney health and cause kidney disease. Be sure to tune in to Improve Your Kidney Health with your host, Dr. Rich Snyder, every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. The information you get on this program could help save your life.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you. Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
What it comes down to, ladies, is that defining line between been there, done that, and ain't going back, baby. Yeah, I've heard them call you yuppies and baby boomers, maybe even dolls, babes, darling, sugar, and sweetheart, but I say that women are truly amazing. Join Dr. Marlene for Amazing Women, Brains, Beauty, and Style, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, right here on the Voice America Women's Radio Network.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to the Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel. Today we're talking about a particular kind of procedure called Psych-K, that's spelled in capital letters P-S-Y-C-H and then the letter K. It's a process that's used to heal the mind, the body, and the soul. Before the break, we were talking to Rita Soman, instructor and facilitator of Psych-K, and now we're going to talk to Aaron Huggins, who is also a facilitator and who has successfully gone through this process. I don't know that you ever finish it, but she's going to tell us about her experience. Hello, Aaron.
Hello. Excited to be here.
Yes, I'm very happy to have you here and to hear and share with our listeners how this process really works. So for you, I'm sure that your life wasn't all perfect before you found Psych-K. Is that correct?
No, it sure wasn't. No, I'm very grateful to have found Psych-K.
How did you actually find out about it?
Well, I found out about it a few years ago. A girlfriend of mine was having a spa party, and she mentioned this great process that she had great experience with and spoke about Rita, and then she demonstrated it to the best of her ability, and I knew actually from the very first, very brief introduction that I had to know more because of that kinesiology and muscle testing aspect. I loved that.
Mm-hmm. Were you familiar with the kinesiology muscle testing before that?
I was. Actually, I grew up around holistic practitioners, and from a very young age had gone to chiropractors and naturopaths, and kinesiology and muscle testing was something that I was really familiar with, but I had never experienced it in that way before, where you can actually use muscle testing to test a belief or a subconscious program that you're carrying around, or a limiting belief. And so that experience was really, it propelled me further. I mean, I was very curious and knew right away that I had to learn more about it. And of course, the next Psych-K workshop that was in my area, I signed up for just from that brief experience.
Mm-hmm. So you decided to try this because you already knew some of the components of it that were, to you, credible.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think in today's world, people are beginning to at least entertain the idea that some of these holistic techniques are not things to be poo-pooed and they're not voodoo and evil. And I think some research is beginning to show, you know what? These things really do work.
Yeah, absolutely.
In your career, you've had a variety of different interesting paths that you've been on.
Mm-hmm.
Were those things prior to Psych-K, as a result after Psych-K?
Psych-K is something that I added to my toolbox years later. I'm a health coach, and I specialize in weight loss success for women, and so I have a lot of different tools in my tool bag to help people with that. And Psych-K is something that I added just a few years ago, probably 2 years ago. And for me, it has really helped me. One of the things that I love about it is that it's helped me to celebrate my uniqueness. Because as you say, I've an interesting history in terms of my background. And so one of the things for me that has always been a challenge is celebrating who I am, celebrating my uniqueness, feeling confident about my unique abilities and personality and gifts. And Psych-K has allowed me to feel and accept those inner, just that unique part of me and bring it out into the open and share it with the world.
Mm-hmm. Can you give our listeners kind of a little tidbit of what sort of interesting career things you've done, because they're quite remarkable.
Sure. Well, oh my goodness. I actually, in high school, I was working for the University of Missouri as a corn genetics research lab assistant. So I was doing DNA isolations and just doing, you know, general lab duties in my later years in high school. And then early in college, I got a job bartending and managing a nightclub and promoting and marketing and booking bands. From there, I met my husband, and we moved to Los Angeles, where I was the estate manager and personal assistant to Courtney Love, who's a musician and actress. And I realized, actually working for her, that it was time for my inner rock star to shine. It was time for me to shine my light on the world. And my true passion and gifts really were not around the music industry or entertainment, which are all great. But like I said, I grew up around holistic. My dad's an MD, but he was always really attracted to some of these other holistic principles and modalities. So I grew up around chiropractors and homeopaths and naturopaths and hypnotherapists and all of these amazing, beautiful methods I was surrounded by as a kid. And that's really where my heart, my passion, my soul, and my true gifts and talents were. And so I just decided, you know what, it's time for me to start nurturing that side of me, and went back to school and got certified in massage therapy. From there, went into personal training, Pilates, and then started to study nutrition, got certified in functional diagnostic nutrition, metabolic typing, mm-hmm. and then added Psych-K to my toolbox, like I said, a couple years ago.
That's quite a journey to get to where you are today. It's interesting that working with somebody, it brought out the rock star in you.
Yes. And
I think you and I agree that everybody's got that within them. They've just got to realize it's there and want to bring it out.
Yes, and that is what I really feel Psych-K did for me, because, you know, I've explored other different modalities. I'm very open to anything that will improve myself. You know, I'm self-improvement and self-empowerment, those are really important to me, and so I'm open to many different things. But really, this amazing shift happened for me when I met Psych-K, or when it came into my life, and it did allow me to just feel comfortable with who I am, and it really improved my confidence and my self-esteem. And I probably wouldn't be on this interview if it weren't for Psych-K, actually, because visibility issues and confidence and self-esteem were definitely things that I've struggled with.
I can understand and appreciate that. That I think too that people have to be ready for Psych-K. You know, you don't recognize the gift it is unless you're in that place where you're willing, you're open to it. So, but you had tried other modalities, other things prior to Psych-K.
I've experienced many different things. You know, hypnotherapy. Actually, I tried hypnotherapy when I was in the womb. My mom was going through hypnotherapy for birthing. So.
Oh.
Explored that, and NLP and hemispheric integration. Yeah, many things.
And I think, you know, because we've gone through those things, when we get to this, we're ready.
Because it's
a journey to get to where we are. And I don't know I'm talking about you and me separately. If we hadn't had the experiences we had, we wouldn't know that this is something that's extremely valuable and that we want other people to know about it.
Yeah, I love that phrase, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And that's what, you know, I experienced. And when I met Rita, I knew that I had to work with her further. And I'm so enjoying, she's, you know, my mentor and beloved coach, and so I'm really enjoying working with her. And this is a special experience to be able to share the airwaves with her today.
I know when it's my time to do my session with her over Skype, you know, I clear my life. I don't want any phone calls. I don't want any interruptions. I want to concentrate totally on what we're doing, and because that to me is the value of it. So I'm very pleased with it.
Yeah,
so
good.
Can you share with our listening audience what your first experience was like with Psy-K?
Yeah, you know, like I said, I had that little glimmer of it. My friend just introduced me to it, but then I immediately, my first real experience, I guess, would have been the workshop that I did with Rita. I went through the training. I mm-hmm. guess she's probably going to be doing that same thing with you in Florida.
Yes.
And that really was my first real experience. So just from that tiny, like, just glimmer of my friend demonstrating it, I went straight for the training because, you know, I just knew that it was something that I needed to explore deeper.
Mm-hmm. And is it something that you're able to use in the work that you do as a coach, as a
mm-hmm.
life coach?
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. And it's something that I'm actually going to be using more and more because, you know, I notice that those clients that are feeling unmotivated, that do feel stuck, that are not seeing the weight loss results or for some reason aren't able to maintain their diet or their healthy eating habits or their exercise, I really want to support those people in uncovering the root cause of their issues, to support them in creating the life that they want, because, you know, you can help people that are already motivated all day long, and that's beneficial and rewarding, of course. But, you know, I really like working with people that do feel that, you know, like Rita said, a lot of times people, when they find Psy-K, they've already been through so many different modalities, and I really like exposing the process to people who do feel stuck and unmotivated to give them a tool that will finally work for them.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, it's time for us to go to a break, and we'll finish up talking with you when we come back from the break.
You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Taking care of yourself should not be complicated. The process of restoring your health can be simple, easy, and enjoyable by making a few small changes one at a time. That's the principle behind From the Inside Out with your host, Dr. Rhonda Nelson. If you're looking for a simple way to improve your health, we'll provide the motivation, encouragement, and information about how to restore optimal health one step at a time and from the inside out. Tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Join classical homeopath Piper Martin to discover an entirely new way to experience pregnancy, birth, and postpartum. Educate yourself and connect with the possibilities of new choices and opportunities for you and your baby. Learn to use homeopathy to support yourself and your baby both physically and emotionally. We'll also discuss topics specific to all women, such as understanding and accepting our bodies, relating to other women, and how to expand out of your comfort zone and discover new and powerful concepts. Tune in to The Whole Woman, Thursdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to the Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel. Today we're talking about a process called Psy-K. It's spelled in capital letters, P-S-Y-C-H, and then the letter K. It is a process to heal your mind, your body, and your soul. Before the break, we were talking to Erin Huggins, who is a facilitator, and she has gone through the process, and she was talking to us about that process and how it's impacted her life. So let's get back to our discussion. Can you share with our listening audience, Erin, what the results have been for you personally?
Yeah, I'd love to. You know, like I mentioned before, one of the struggles that I had was feeling confident with who I am and allowing my uniqueness to shine through. And Psych-K was really the tool that, that allowed me to break free from that and allowed me to feel more confident, to feel more expansive and expressive with who I am. And to, you know, it's interesting because Psych-K, I don't feel like it gives you anything that you don't already have. I feel that in my experience, what it's done for me is it's allowed me to just access parts of me that either, you know, weren't ready to come through yet, or I wasn't, you know, in a position or ready to experience. But it really allowed me to access those parts of me and tap into my inner power, my inner gifts, and helped me to progress further, specifically, you know, with my business goals, because, you know, I've been wanting to, in a sense, put Psych-K more front and center in my business. And working with Rita, it's really helped me to be able to do that. And, you know, instead of just having it as one of the tools in my toolbox, it's really starting to become a lot more present. And, you know, one of the things that I'm going to be addressing and adding to my normal and regular routine with people.
Good, because I think it benefits you as well as the person that you're doing it with.
Yeah, absolutely. And it really helps the clients get better results with their nutrition and their health. If they don't have the belief that they can be healthy, then they're always going to be struggling and they're always going to be abandoning their healthy eating habits. So, you know, creating a strong foundation is so important. And, you know, Joseph Pilates said it's the mind that shapes the body. And it's so true. You know, you have to have the mindset. You have to have the belief set. You can have the skills all day long. But, you know, if you don't have the root, the foundation set, then you're going to continue to struggle.
Well, is there anything I haven't brought up or anything you want to add to what we've talked about so far?
Well, I would just want to say, you know, the mind is like a parachute. It only works unless it's open. So if anyone's listening and they're curious, you know, be open, be curious, be available for change, and, you know, give Psych-K a chance, because it can be extremely transformative. And I'm just so grateful, again, to be able to share the airwaves with my beloved coach and mentor, Rita. It's been a great experience.
Well, thank you, Erin. If they want to reach you, they can reach you by going to Erin, E-R-I-N, Huggins, H-U-G-G-I-N-S.com. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
And now we're going to bring Rita back on. So, Rita, getting back to the process, can you explain to our listeners, how does Psych-K actually change the unconscious beliefs?
Well, this is what happens when we do Psych-K work. First of all, we communicate with the subconscious mind using muscle testing, kinesiology. Then we find out what beliefs are not in alignment with the goal the person is trying to achieve. And then using their various processes in Psych-K that we use. But before we actually do anything, what we do is we make sure that the change will not harm the person. And it is something that needs to be done. It's okay. Taking permission from their subconscious mind and then commitment from the subconscious mind, and then letting the subconscious mind pick which method, which process needs to be done in order to change this belief. And then Psych-K balances create a balanced identification with both hemispheres. It's like, you know, if part of you thinks this way and other part of you thinks other way, so creating the crosstalk between two brain hemispheres so both can come together to a conclusion together, and it creates a whole-brained state. In whole-brained, you're not having a biased opinion about anything, then you're more likely to listen to other people's advice. When you're stressed out, you're upset, then people want to give you advice. You are so caught up in the right hemisphere where all the emotions are.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're left brain and you are, you know, that you're stuck, but somehow, you know, you think, no, I can figure it out, and somebody tries to give you an opinion, then you just don't want to listen to them. But when
right.
you become whole-brained, you know, you become more relaxed. When you become more relaxed, then you're more likely to listen to people
mm-hmm.
or anything. So this is the, how subconscious mind is, that once we are not getting its attention on one or the other side, you're just like coming with a whole-brain state. It's very easy to reprogram the subconscious mind with a new belief.
And
it takes about 3 to 5 minutes. It doesn't take a lot of time to change beliefs. You know?
Okay. And it's permanent.
It's permanent. Once it goes in the subconscious mind, like, for example, if you learn how to drive your car, it's permanent. You don't learn how to drive a car every day, right?
Right, yes.
You
yes.
don't take, let me take my instruction sheet out and see how I'm going to drive my car today, you know? Once it goes there,
uh-huh.
it becomes permanent program.
Mm-hmm.
This is... No, when we are driving, we don't pay attention to anything. If we're driving, all of a sudden we reach our destination. Wow, I have reached so quick. Because if you have to do these things with conscious mind that only has, it operates at 40 bits per second as
okay.
compared to the subconscious mind that operates a million times faster.
Mm. Okay.
And
so,
it has all the resources. So, you know, subconscious mind, that's why it's a good idea to go to the subconscious mind so it can quickly get to the results. Once it understands and then it has the belief to support your goal. So that is another thing. People know what they want in life, but the subconscious mind is never communicated in its own language because it understands in a sensory-based language. Like, what would your life like, look like, sound like, feel like, you know, once you have achieved this goal. In fact, we use this all the time, you know, if you are going someplace for a vacation, so you think about it, where I'm going, and why I'm going there, what I'll be doing there, and
mm-hmm.
how I'm going to feel, you know, what I'm
right.
going to tell my friends when I come back. So you excited, stay excited about it. But if you just go someplace or want to do something better, and subconscious mind is not going to, it's not a thinking mind that's going to think for you. Oh, how about this, you know? So conscious mind is very important. It thinks for you, and it's a decision-making part of your mind. But the subconscious mind will... You know, you can make all the decisions what you want instead, but if it is not programmed to match that what you're trying to do, so you are just struggling, you know? You keep
mm-hmm.
struggling.
For me, it's kind of like the scripture that talks about Paul saying, that which I would do, I do not, and that which I would not do, I do. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's the disconnect, the dissonance between what you say you believe and what you do, and this way it puts the two together.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice if conscious and the subconscious mind can agree?
Yes,
together?
Yes,
then,
yes.
Sure, you know.
What a different
like
world
I,
it would be.
You and I agreed to this interview, and then to Erin, and I am very proud of Erin that not only that she uses this process with her clients, and also she refers people to me still, and also we have some projects we'll be working together to inspire others to collaborate, not like compete with each other, you know. We all
mm-hmm.
have gifts and talents, you know, that we can bring into our business and share with other people. Like right now, I'll tell you quickly that example of my own work that I've done.
Okay.
I wanted somebody to guide me about the right nutrition, not like focusing on my weight loss or anything like that, because I don't have an issue with my weight, but I wanted to eat, not use like internet information, that's quite confusing. And then I said, why not I just make Erin my guru in that one, because, you know, she has expertise in this area. So I had sessions with her and she guided me how
mm-hmm.
to eat, what to eat and what not to eat. And I started to follow her diet. And so over 5 weeks now, I've lost weight. I didn't focus on losing weight. I just focused on eating healthy effortlessly. I'm not slipping at all. I'm not even thinking about what not to eat. I'm focusing more on what I do want to eat that is beneficial for me. As a result, I'm sleeping 8 to 9 hours straight, you know, and wake up totally refreshed and and energy. So she's excellent in, you know, coaching people on that level, and she has many other things she does. So I'm very excited that, you know, not only she's my student, I also, you know, took her help in learning from her what she knows.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no hang up there. So I'm really happy that to demonstrate that since I have the beliefs to support perfect health, I'm able to follow through with her diet effortlessly. And that's what I'm trying to tell people, that if you want to lose weight or you have some health condition or certain things that you shouldn't eat, you still eat, you know they're not good for you. So you shouldn't do that, but you can, you know, change those habits once you go to the subconscious mind and find out why in the first place I pick these foods. What is eating me that makes me eat this food? So basically, what's weighing on me that makes me put on weight, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All those answers are in the subconscious mind. Once you address those issues, then effortlessly you cruise along, you know, in life, wherever you want to go.
And for me, when you work on one issue, then it's easier to work on the next one. Because you've had the success of one, so you're not as resistant and you're ready to go, okay, I'm ready to let go of whatever this unconscious belief has been that has held me back.
Mm-hmm. That's true, because then it releases the resistance and makes you believe that this stuff is not something that I have to share my story with somebody about my life.
Mm-hmm.
This is totally non-invasive. We don't have to talk about ourselves. Just say, this is where I'm at, and this is where I've been trying to reach. Can you help me?
Mm-hmm.
And then we help people. And why people struggle, another reason is that they don't know 95% behaviors come from the subconscious mind. So automatically, even if you make a decision that I'm going to do it this way, not that way, it doesn't happen. Unless you reprogram your subconscious mind, you cannot one day decide, okay, I'm going to try to fly a plane today.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It doesn't work.
When did you teach me that? I don't have a program how to do this, so... So that's how it is, you know. Once it understands what it is that you want to do, and then you make a decision that, okay, I'm ready to make some changes and then do the method that works for me.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we're going to take a break right here, and we'll come back and talk some more about it.
Okay.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
It's all about action.
Touchdown!
Scores.
Taking a look at the NBA tonight.
Highlights.
He's broken loose. He's at the 30.
And headlines.
Big trade in the NFL this afternoon.
When you are looking to talk sports, look no further than the Voice America Sports Network. We bring you some of the biggest names and all the sports news you can handle, whether it's basketball,
off the glass,
football,
come on,
golf, racing, or the Olympics. We've got you covered. We'll even cover tailgating. Tune in to the Voice America Sports Network. It's all things sports.
Taking care of yourself should not be complicated. The process of restoring your health can be simple, easy, and enjoyable by making a few small changes one at a time. That's the principle behind From the Inside Out with your host, Dr. Rhonda Nelson. If you're looking for a simple way to improve your health, we'll provide the motivation, encouragement, and information about how to restore optimal health one step at a time and from the inside out. Tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
You're listening to the Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel. Today we're talking about a particular kind of method called Psy-K. It's spelled all in capital letters, P-S-Y-C-H and the letter K. It is a procedure to heal the body, mind, and soul. Before the break, we were talking with Rita Soman, who is a facilitator and instructor for Psyche. So let's get back to our discussion. If a person decided they wanted to go get trained in this, who can become a trainer?
Anybody can become, and not a trainer, but anybody can learn.
Okay, anybody can learn. Yeah, it doesn't mean you can practice it with somebody, but you can do it for yourself.
Yeah, you can do. This is a method that where you can facilitate changes in other people and in yourself as well.
Okay, so
become a
So it could be like a life coach, or psychotherapist, or drug and alcohol addictions therapist, somebody like that would be
anybody, even a massage therapist, acupuncturist. Hypnotherapist. I mean, I have people from all of the modalities. They have actually come to take psyche workshops and do psyche work with me. So that's a big honor to psyche process that these people who are experts in the field have surrendered to the process because they haven't received their own whatever results that you're trying to work on. And so it was really pleasing to watch these people beautifully blossom. And not everybody takes the training and works with people. They take the training, they understand, they refer clients to other professionals because, like, doctors don't have time to do this work with their clients, you know, their patients.
Right.
So, but they actually understand the mind-body connection. That's very important that my client to address some of the issues, or if doctor wants the patient to not eat certain kind of food, and so why they don't listen to doctors, so they can refer them to this workshop. And so in this workshop, we teach people how to identify, how to communicate with the subconscious mind using muscle testing with yourself and other people, and also how to find those beliefs that do not match your goals, and then teach them two methods of changing these beliefs, and then teach them how to put it together where they can create an action plan to match their goal and using the new beliefs. And then they learn what is the message, you know, why, basically, which area of my life, you know, that I need to address beliefs from, you know. So they go with these tools,
I know about muscle testing. I know how to do muscle testing, you know, on myself. But how do you do it remotely on somebody that you're doing a Psyche Skype session with?
Yeah, you know, that process that I learned in advanced workshop that I don't teach, I only teach basic psyche workshop. So in that, you know, since we are all one energy, so I take your permission, for example, and to ask if I can do muscle testing on your behalf. I become your extension cord, basically, you know.
Oh, okay.
And then I muscle test on your behalf to see if the belief that we need to change, it's something that, you know, it's okay for right now. It is weak response that it needs to be changed, and take permission on your behalf from your subconscious mind and commitment from your subconscious mind. You do the balance, and while I'm watching you on Skype, you do the balance, and I post test the statement.
Okay.
And find another belief, whatever needs to be balanced for the next one.
Okay. So if we want to know more about that, we have to go to the workshops.
Yeah, we demonstrate how that works. So sometimes people find, like, how is this possible? We do that. We have one person, let's talk about your problem, then balance the other person on their behalf. And when you balance the other person on their behalf, and we come back to the person to test the belief, and the belief that was weak before is strong now. They have it now. They just, they can't believe that, wow, I didn't even do this work, and I benefited. So sometimes, you know, I balance people who are not present, they're ill. And so they give permission, so I do the work in the absence and do all the work, you know, with them. And people have benefited, you know. It's kind of a mysterious thing, but, you know, it's kind of a, it's not something that I can really explain how it works because I don't have the scientific, there's no science behind this part for me. But I know that, you know, since we are all one energy, you know, we kind of know what somebody's thinking about me or what, see or think about somebody else, you know, without their, like, you know, you can think about somebody and you really want to talk to them and all of a sudden they call you.
Yes, I do.
Something
yes.
like that, you know. So, but it's fascinating, you know.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is. And the more that we get into understanding that we are all connected, the more these kind of things, energy sources, muscle testing, become more accepted.
Mm-hmm. I like to mention one very important thing here, that okay. all other modalities out there are really, really beneficial. Actually, I came to Psyche after using practically every modality that's out there. Mm-hmm. And some of that I learned myself. And I used with psychotherapy and didn't see long-term results from that. Then later I figured out what it is that, you know, you have an intention to change your life. And if you do some ritual, whatever ritual that you come up with, even prayer, whatever you want to do, you on a daily basis, and if you believe in that and you see the results, right? Mm-hmm. If you believe in God and think, okay, God is like, I say, oh, universe is my employer, I get my paycheck from the universe, and actually it happens, you know, because of my belief. But what happens is that if you know that this is what how universe works and there's plenty for everybody, it's my birthright to be happy, healthy, wealthy, but you don't believe it at the subconscious level of the mind, right? So it'll mm-hmm. be very hard for you to get the result or be excited about it. That's the missing piece from the secret, that ask, believe, and receive. So we ask what we want, but if you don't believe, then we won't be excited about receiving or believing that it can come in my life. And that's how we're not sending the vibration in match to what we are trying to achieve in life. So other methods are really good, but at the same time, they are addressing the symptoms. Psyche, if you can do those methods regularly, no problem. You can get the result. Mm-hmm. But there's something that happens as you begin to do some method, and you don't have patience, you want quick results, and you don't understand, and a lot of things happen that somehow you don't believe at the subconscious level of the mind that you deserve to heal, or it is possible for me to use this modality and heal. And so you just, you drop that method, go to next workshop, and then learn something else. And you do the same thing with other methods also. So that's how we keep learning. That's why I kept learning so many methods, because they gave me results, but then I wasn't getting what I really wanted to see, those changes. So I kept looking. Part of it was that I was not allowing myself to use those changes more regularly, because I was very impatient, for one. And two was that I didn't have a belief that I deserved to heal. I was so attached to my trauma, drama, pain, and suffering that would not allow me to use any method. So it's very important that you address those factors, those problems, like need to suffer and hold on to trauma and drama and all those stuff. That is part of it. When you address those, then you can use any method. You'll be able to meditate better. You can use anything else, you know, with it. It is synergistic. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have a belief and you're doing everything and your subconscious mind is just taking a backseat, say, okay, whatever, do.
Okay.
But best way to reprogram the subconscious mind first, then do whatever else you want to do.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, it's time to wrap up today's program. So I really appreciate, Rita, you being and Aaron being guests today on my show. And we have learned about Psyche, how to heal the mind, body, and soul. If you want more information, go to www.beliefmantra.com. Sign up for the workshop in Tallahassee, September 16th to the 18th, or at other locations. To reach me, go to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com, or go to my website, www.thedrmelanieshow.com, to find out how you can become a guest on my show. Next week, we're talking about painful sex. Remember, to help yourself, help someone else. Until next week, goodbye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us this week for the Dr. Melanie Show. Please join your host, Dr. Melanie Barton, again next Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. We'll see you next week for another great program.